Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon to you. I'm Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, and I'm so happy to have you joining me here today. What a gorgeous day we have here in New England, probably about as perfect of a day as you can ask for. Gorgeous blue skies, a little bit of light clouds with a nice breeze and about 80 degrees. So I'm thanking you for joining me here and hope the weather is as nice as it is here where you are, and it'll help us get into the conversation that we're going to be having here today. As I said, I'm Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, and the tagline that I like to go by is train your brain to up your game so you can ignite your inner greatness to live and play fearless, focused, and free. I've been doing life coaching now for about 4 years, and I've loved every minute of it, and I'm looking forward to our discussion today, because what I'm going to be bringing to you today is some information on this brand new program that I'm a part of and so excited to share and introduce today, called the Core Performance Dynamics. And it's this program that is through IPEC, which is the coaching school that I attended, and it's a program that really focuses a lot with athletes, primarily with athletes, but the whole concept is really around peak performance and performance mastery and making sure you're always getting the most out of yourself. So to get into a little bit as to what that is and what I do, I am a, like I said, a life coach, but I specialize in peak performance, leadership, and transition coaching. And with the core performance program, the whole key and concept is to help athletes eliminate distractions, increase confidence, and overcome all those internal and external challenges to performance that so many people face, and to bring out your true power and potential to play at the level that someone never believed they could do or was possible for them. So that's what we're going to be getting into today, is talking about that. So here's the question. What creates performance? Our journey and the journey we're going to talk about today started with that question of what creates performance. And performance is really a funny thing, because one day you're on fire, and the next it's as if you've never played before. And some days it's easier to focus, concentrate, and be in the zone. And then there's other days, even a pin dropping would sound like total distraction, and you wouldn't even, you know what to do with the next piece. So what's at the heart of this? What's at the core? That's what we're going to be talking about today as we get into this. But before we get going in that, I want to tell you a little bit about me, a little bit about my story as to how I got going into this and into coaching, life coaching, and then also why this program, the core performance, I think is so important. I got coaching. I've actually been coaching for 25 years. I was coaching college softball, and the previously 9 years, I had been a Division I head softball coach, and I absolutely loved. One of the things I started to notice is I started to run into challenges, and one thing I started to burn out a little bit, but I started to run into the challenges of wanting to be able to help the athletes go a little bit deeper, get beyond the skills and drills of the sport. And one of the things is when, you know, you're a coach of a team, you know, there's a lot of different things you have to focus on, and obviously skills and drills are a big, big part of it. And so I wanted to be able to find a way to help expand my ability to help them achieve results not only in sports but further along in their lives. So when I learned about life coaching and I could help people in so many ways that were meaningful for them, I knew it was a perfect match. So I stepped out of the arena of being in the college coaching ranks, and I found myself a great coaching school, which I had mentioned already, which is called IPEC, which stands for the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. And great, great program, 10-month program, extensive training, over 120 hours of in-person training, and a total of 350 hours of training altogether. And I know for me it absolutely changed my life, but it also changed the course of what I was going to be doing professionally. And so I've been doing the life coaching with athletes and other individuals as well. I've worked with people as young as 13 years old all the way up into someone who was close to 70 years old, and all different types of things. Like I said, athletes, worked with people who are just going through life transitions and in general just wanting to sort of better themselves. So I've bounced around and been a little bit of, all over the gamut. But then I had the opportunity to get involved with this new program through IPEC, like I said, called the Core Performance Dynamics Program, and I just jumped at it because it's a program that really, really specializes in working and focusing on peak performance and going after athletes and working with athletes. But what's great about it is this is going to be something that is going to work really, really well with business people as well, or anybody out there that's just wanting to, again, maximize the most out of themselves on a regular basis. And it's not just for, you know, elite athletes or professional athletes. This is something that somebody who's a weekend warrior who is very, very much into whether it's CrossFit training. You know, now a lot of days we have the, you know, those mutters that they call them, where people are out there, a lot of competitions. People who are, you know, weekend golfers but play in leagues and all sorts of things. A lot of people now, there's a lot of things outside of the realm of professional sports where people can get involved and stay competitive much longer in their lives than they used to. So that's where I think this program is going to be just, pardon the pun, a game changer, because people are going to be able to really, really tap in to what makes them tick in regards to their performance. And one of the things we're going to get into and talk a little bit about is about looking at becoming performance mastery. And what that basically means is where you perform at in a way where you don't even really think about it. You're not so focused on the outcome, because when you get focused on the outcome, that can get you losing attention to detail and losing what you're doing in the moment. But performance mastery is really going to be about, like, speaking a language. It just flows out of you. You don't even think about what you're doing. And that's where this program is just so wonderful. And so, you know, that's a lot of what that's going to be focusing on. So, you know, that's a little bit about me and how I got started in this. I just started using this program with the team that I do now coach. I do also coach a high school team. And we had one of the most successful seasons that the team has had in the past 30 years. So I have firsthand knowledge and firsthand experience that this program absolutely works. And you can use it with individuals, and you can also use it with teams as well. So that's what's fantastic about it. So asking the question, you know, what creates performance? You know, let's get back to that and start looking at, you know, what that's about. So when you look at that question, does an athlete's skill level just magically change overnight or from moment to moment? And sometimes, you know, it can feel that way. And, you know that this is right, or, you know, our skill level is the same, but our ability to tap into it isn't always there. And that's, you know, and that's one of the biggest frustrations that an athlete can have, is it becomes that case of, you know, today I've got it and tomorrow I don't. And so if it's not ability, we're only are looking at our ability to skill level, then what else is it? What else is going on for us if it's not just about ability? Because so many people sometimes think you have to have this skill set, which you do. Let's not shortchange that. You absolutely have to have the skill sets. But what you have to understand is it goes beyond the skills, which I've already mentioned is what I wanted to really focus on. Because we've seen many athletes out there, many individuals who have a lot of talent who aren't able to do much with that talent. So there's got to be that something else that's going on. So here are some of the most common challenges that athletes say they struggle with. They struggle with lack of confidence, inability to find, you know, personally preferred and effective practice methods. So they kind of maybe will go through the motions in practice, or they'll be doing what they're being told to do, but for them, for some reason, maybe it doesn't work, and they don't know how to find what works for them in practice. They lose enjoyment of their game because they're playing, but they're maybe not getting the results they want, or they're maybe not playing for the right reasons. They have difficulty in transferring what works in practice and then into a game. You see that a lot with athletes. Is they have there's great practice players, and then they get into games, and then they falter. Or they have the inability to perform at a high level under pressure. Again, that taking that practice place piece and putting it into practice, pardon the pun there again, putting that into play in games. You know, so how many times in practice do you stand there and you say you're on the foul line with 10 seconds to go and you've got a 1-1 and, you know, you make them both and you're going to win the game. And in practice, you do it time and time and time again. Well, now, of course, there's a lot of components that come into play when it's in the game, because now you have a crowd. You know, you've had the flow of the game under your belt. There's all these sorts of things that are going on, and, you know, you clunk it off the back rim, and the game's over, and you find that you struggle more in games than you ever do in practice. So that's another thing that, you know, you're looking at. Athletes have trouble dealing with the distraction in and out of the game. You know, they get distracted, whether it's in practice, whether it's in a game. So that's another thing that they struggle with. Or it's the inability to set and reach those short and long-term goals. Beginning of the season, we set those goals. We start to get halfway through the season. Now we're obviously not making the strides that we were wanting to make in the short term. So what starts to happen is that eats away at the long term. And then they also look at the difficulty of getting and staying motivated, you know, so that it takes them to that high performance, you know, or they get off track and they start to their nutrition gets out of whack, or their fitness isn't what it needs to be. So it's about staying motivated all the time and working towards what it is that you really want and getting the most out of yourself. So the question I would ask out there is, what stands out to you? You know, how many of these things show up in your game or you have experienced? And another thing to look at, how often has it shown up? Has it been something that you've experienced? So those are some of the questions to think about with what we just looked at. So what if there was something that was underlying all these challenges, core of all those issues that we just talked about? Well, first of all, a lot of them comes with a lack of confidence. Or you might have the inability to personally, you know, find that, again, that preferred and effective practice method. You just may not have been able to figure out what works for you. You have loss of enjoyment of the game. You have difficulty transferring what works. Your inability to perform at a high level, as we've talked about. There's self-sabotage before, during, and after game. A lot of people don't understand self-sabotage because we wouldn't ever consciously say to ourselves, we're going to do something to hurt our performance, to hurt our chances of winning, to affect our ability to be our best. But self-sabotage comes from a place of self-talk, negative self-talk, comes from a place of, you know, not practicing as well as we can, or maybe we're going out and not getting the rest that we need the night before a big game or the night before practice, coming into practice, not having eaten breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whichever time practice is. So it's about not taking care of yourself to the best of your, or like I said, the negative self-talk, which leads to this self-sabotage, which a lot of people just don't understand or you ever believe that they're doing. You know, again, you have the inability to set and reach your goals and that difficulty getting and staying motivated. So, you know, those are some of those underlying challenges that's taking place. So what's the thing that's constantly going on? What's the aspect that is constantly changing or there's a constant flow out? Well, basically it's the athlete's energy that's constantly changing. And energy is our fuel. Now, a lot of times when you start talking about energy, people start to tune off a little bit, but energy is starting to become a much more mainstream concept. People are starting to really understand what energy means. And we don't mean it from a standpoint of in regards to, you know, being like, you know, super high or super low. It is some of that, we'll get into that, but sometimes people start to think it's that, you know, that mystical stuff, it's that, you know, that woo-woo stuff that people get into when they start talking about energy. But think about what you're thinking, you know, think about what you're thinking and feeling right before you perform. Because what you're thinking and feeling in that moment, what you're thinking and feeling right after, how loose or tense you are, how focused or distracted, clear or uncertain, excited, anxious, confident, or fearful, well, that's all energy. Because energy is the key driver. Just let me repeat that. Energy is the key driver that leads us to all of those factors I just talked about. Your energy is what's harnessing you into your performance, moment to moment and long term. Just look at how your attitude changes from day to day about practicing, about performing, about getting coached, working out, or whatever is required. Your attitude and stress level are direct reflections of your energy. So that's why a minute ago when I talked about energy, you know, people having a misnomer about it, our attitude and how we deal with and affect and react to stress all affect our energy. Think about this. You know, we all know people who, when they walk into a room, all of a sudden you just feel a shift. You feel the energy that they bring. And then you've got that next person that walks in the room, and as soon as they open their mouth, their energy just sucks the life out of you. And that's what we're talking about here. Energy is that key driver, and it's about our attitude. Our attitude about how we look at about our energy and affects our energy. Our attitude and our approach to how we handle stress is affecting and about our energy. We all have stress. That's not something you're ever going to be able to change. But what it is that you really have to understand and start to look at is how do you react to stress, and then how does that stress stay with you, and how long does it do you stay there within that stress model, within that stress aspect? And that's where a lot of this core performance aspect and the work we do in IPEC, which is core energy coaching, comes into play. We do all our work is around our energy and around our attitudes and perceptions and beliefs that affect how we show up and look at the world. So here's a quote by Connor Powers. He was a player of the year for Illinois in 2006, Mississippi State player, and he was drafted by the Los Angeles Dodgers in the 11th round in 2009. Imagine having the internal power to recreate those days when everything is just 100% pure awesome every single day of the week. And that's what this is that we're talking about with the energy and understanding it. You have that control. So think a bit about this. At the time of a golf shot, tennis serve, starting gun, first pitch, or whatever it is sport that you're getting ready to play, what's more important in that moment, your talent or the energy you're feeling that's behind that talent that we'll get used to? Let me repeat that. What's more important in that moment, your talent or the energy you're feeling, meaning the energy that's behind how that talent will get used? And understand this, without the right type of energy, the game is lost before it's even played. You have all the skill sets in the world getting ready to start, and in that moment, maybe you're having a lack of confidence. Maybe your energy has dropped because you're being influenced by the fact that it's hot and humid, and you know to yourself, oh my goodness, I don't practice well or play well in hot and humid conditions. Right there, your energy is being affected by environmental influencers. Or maybe you're competing against a team that you've always lost to, and that's in the back of your mind, and you're thinking to yourself, you know, I'm feeling really good today, but, you know, I don't know about this team. They always seem to beat us. In that moment, you're letting social influencers, you're letting the past repeat itself. You're allowing those mental thoughts, there's mental influencers, social influencer of coming into your play, which is going to affect your energy towards getting ready for that performance. You know, these couple of the cases right there, none of those areas have we've talked about your skill sets. What it is right there in those moments, that's about your energy. So when you understand energy's core dynamics, you can harness it to fuel and unleash your game. So let's break down the core performance dynamics. If you have the ability to see this in front of you right now and we've been able to see it written, the way it's written out is core as in C-O-R, dot E, and then dynamics, so core performance dynamics. So here we go. Core is the heart or the most essential. It's the central part of who we are. In athletics, all the time, we talk about working on the core from a physical standpoint, but we're going to be talking about working from the core from that internal standpoint as well. So that's where the core aspect really, really relates here, because the core is vital both physically and mentally as well. So core is the heart or most essential part. It's the central part. The E stands for energy that guides and fuels us. Dynamics is the interplay of internal and external forces on your system, your potential, and ultimate performance. Core performance is a complete system that gets to the core of what creates top performance in sports and in life. And that's something I really want to emphasize here is It's not just about what's going to show up for you in your game. It's absolutely going to show up for you in your life as well, which is why this is such a comprehensive program and so vital to an athlete, or again, anyone, because it's going to help you with your performance, but it's going to show up. All the things you're going to be looking at and focusing on are going to show up in your life as well, because as Bruce Snyder, who is the founder of IPAC, has a great quote, which I just absolutely love, says, "How we do anything is how we do everything." I remember when I first heard that quote, I kind of didn't understand it, and then I just sort of absorbed it and let myself really, like see where that would show up. And it's just so true. How we do anything is how we do everything in regards to what shows up in our lives. Sometimes we think, oh, if I just change jobs, or if I change coaches, or if I change teams, or if I change, you know, partners, then things are going to be different. And then you get into that new situation, and wow, you're ending up with the same problems. Well, the reason is because the only constant there is you. So that's where it's really, again, understanding that all this work that you're going to be doing within this program will absolutely help you on the field, but it's going to be even bigger for you in your life. So, again, core performance dynamics looks at how the inner and outer games of your sport collide and then how to turn that intersection into harmony so it's going to help you within your life. So the blueprint that we're looking at here, and what we're going to be looking at in the, you know, within the moment and then also in the long term, the core performance dynamics blueprint is component one, we're going to be creating your game plan. Component two is going to be establishing your energy and performance foundation. Component three is finding and harnessing your performance influencers. Component four is mastering the 10 core disciplines. And component five is optimizing and sustaining your personal performance formula. So just like you have a training and practice plan, you need a similarly structured blueprint for mastering all these dynamics. So there's those four main components of the program, and it's actually in the first component, creating your game plan, that you're going to customize the rest of what you're going to focus on and how. So your game plan, and understand this, is completely unique to you. Each and every individual is going to have their unique game plan, just like you create a unique game plan when you go up against different opponents. There actually is only one way, though, to play any game, and that's your way. And these are going to be the components that are going to help you identify and hone your personal success and your performance formula. And that's one of the great things in this program is we look at your success formula and what we're going to be able to do to help create all those dynamics that are going to help you get to where you want to go. So we're going to take a little bit more detailed look at these components so you can see how they're going to help you craft that performance you want to have. So looking at your game plan here, athletes face the challenge of improving performance, both in the short and long term, and in the moment and in the future. Understand this from a standpoint. To break free of this challenge, athletes need self-knowledge, clear goals, and a unique dynamic process and plan that's going to ensure they reach those goals. So just understand that, an example, like how does a golfer make the adjustment to play better in the moment or make the adjustment to score better on the next hole? Because as we know in the game of golf, what can happen, you can start out, on the tee, you hit a great drive. Get up to that ball, next thing you know, you shank it and you've ruined just sort of that great drive. And it's about making those adjustments to play better in that moment and adjusting to an error, because they're going to happen. Errors are going to happen. There's no perfect play out there. And then knowing what they need to do in order to make those adjustments and score better. Or sticking with a new approach that they've been using that isn't working. Like sometimes that's what people do. People will stick with an approach that isn't working, and they'll just stick with it and stick with it and stick with it, and then wonder why they're not getting better results. So it's really, really important to understand, what does clear vision and understanding of goals and different types of goals process? Like how does knowing long-term help from short-term? What if you need both? To perform now while improving long-term, how does setting the game plan aid this? These are all the things that you're going to be looking at and starting to understand and try to get clear on. So all too common challenges from not having a clear, holistic game plan include incomplete goals. A lot of times people will set that first goal or they'll set those two or three goals, but they don't follow through on, or they don't create that master plan. They don't create that master big picture. Or they have ineffective development and practice plans. Again, we've talked about that a little bit before about not being able to understand and develop your style of practice and what works for you. So people sometimes will have that ineffective development aspect, or they don't have really good practice plans before them. But a majority of it, if not all, goals and plans only relate to developing, again, those physical skills or the motor abilities and those talents. But we ignore the critical performance influencers. I see this all the time with the private lessons that I do. I will work with kids, and when I work with kids with doing private lessons, I absolutely incorporate these principles in with them so that they're getting the both aspects. But so many times when you are talking to a potential client and you're talking about the really, really important components, they are very, very reluctant initially to say they're taking hitting lessons twice a week. They're very, very reluctant to give up a skill session to do this other kind of work because they think they have to go skill, which is so important. But if you've got all these skill sets but you don't have the internal dialogue and the internal plan and all these things that we're talking about to go with it, all that skill work is never going to get you anywhere. So because of having an incomplete vision and then plan, athletes will get really discouraged due to a lack of progress and results. Because that's what, again, when you're doing a sport, a lot of times it's the result that we're trying for. We wouldn't play if we didn't want to win. What we're also going to be looking at is we're not going to focus on the win, but yet we all want to win. And there's really, really a big difference there in regards to that. Because, again, we all play because we want to do our best. We want to win. But you don't want to be focused on that. You got to focus on the aspects that are going to get you there, that are going to do the components and do the things that will eventually lead to those wins. But so again, I'll just reemphasize that most people have an incomplete vision and an incomplete plan, and therefore they get really discouraged because they have a lack of progress and then aren't getting the results. You know, they're not getting the results that they're looking for. So just think about this. How does a lack of a visible progress, how does lack of visible progress to your athletes or relate to yourself? Like, how would that show up for you? That's just sort of a question to sort of keep in mind. So again, any of these challenges can lead to uncertainty, lack of confidence in decision making, lack of fulfillment and enjoyment, and a feeling of constantly bored or being consistently uneasy. And what I say about being constantly bored, if you're doing the same thing over and over and you're not having any kind of improvement, you're going to get bored. You're going to be unmotivated to want to be working harder because you're not going to be seeing any kind of results. So what we do here, again, with our core performance program is we develop a complete holistic and crystal clear game plan. And we do this by, again, understanding the basis and foundation of core performance dynamics. We are going to create a vision with specific goals for process, mastery, and results. The key here to that is most people create a vision and set specific goals only for results, but we're going to be working on creating specific goals that are part of the process, part of your ability for mastery, and ultimately results. We're going to build out your unique approach and program. We're going to identify your baseline performance potential using what will become one of your best assets, which is something absolutely unique to this program called the Scope Assessment, and I'll be talking about that a little bit more. This program has its own individual assessment called the Scope Assessment, and we're going to be, like I said, identifying your baseline performance potential using the Scope Assessment. And then there's also the option for getting into and in the beginning taking and experiencing the Eye-Opening Energy Leadership Index Assessment and having a debrief for that, which I fully believe in starting with that place because we want to know where your energy starts. We want to know where you're coming from in the beginning. So that's going to be a part of that blueprint, that game plan. So your core game plan is going to provide you with a certainty in your approach. It's going to provide you with confidence in your short and long-term progress. And it's going to give you that balanced approach to grow your potential in an exponential manner. Again, this is that piece that we're going to be looking for. And I apologize now. I hope the noise in the background isn't too loud. It should be short-lived here. But I ask this quick question for you. What would you do for your game if you were just 1 or 2 points more certain on a scale of, say, 1 to 10? You know, let me back up and re-ask that question. On a scale of 1 to 10, you know, how do you feel about your game? And maybe you give yourself a 6 or a 7, or maybe even a 7 or an 8. How would you feel if you could get yourself up 1 or 2 points and be more certain on that scale? What would you notice that's different in your approach and your game if you had just that little bit much more of a certainty about what you're going to do, that little bit more confidence? Where would you rate yourself on a scale then? So those are some questions to, you know, think about and look at for yourself. And I'm just going to take a brief moment here just to let you know about some upcoming shows we have here on Life Coach Radio Network. We have coming up on this Sunday, June 22nd at 9 p.m., we have Mark My Words with Certified Life Coach and Business Coach Mark Shaw. On Monday, June 23rd at 8 p.m., we have Spiritually Speaking with Reverend Jen and Rebecca. And on Tuesday, the 24th at noon, we have Fun to Fortunes, Entrepreneurs, Startup Success with Coach Jeff. And then our sister station, the Life Coach Chat Channel, we have a show actually today following my show at 1 p.m., and it's called What Risks Are You Taking by Not Being Vulnerable? And that's today at 1 p.m. following my show, but that is on the Life Coach Chat Channel. And then also on our other sister station, the International Life Coach Radio Network, next Thursday, June 26th at 1 p.m., we have Reclaim Your Health with Health Coach Dr. Rachel Haviland. So again, I thank you for that, giving me that moment to push and promote some of the other shows we have coming up on our great set of stations here on the Life Coach Radio Network. So think about your energy and your performance foundation. We all have, we're going to get a little bit more here now about the energetic aspect. We all have energetic ups and downs, which often create a love-hate relationship that many times has athletes consistently waffling between joy and disappointment. We've already kind of tapped into that, mentioned that a little bit. You know, they today they love it, tomorrow they hate it, today they love it, you know, that kind of thing. They're back and forth. You know, they're in and out, they're out. By understanding the nature of the energy of performance, an athlete can take steps to proactively create consistent experiences, as well as make quick adjustments in the moment when things occur. And isn't that exactly what we want to be able to do? When things go sour, don't we want to be able to make the adjustment in the moment? You hear it all the time in football when they talk about going into halftime and the team that's maybe behind, it's going to be all about the adjustments that the coaches make at halftime. But what if you had the ability to, in the moment when things are not going well, to make those adjustments for yourself? Without an understanding of the foundation of and a relationship between your energy and performance, you're going to be prone to not understanding all that's driving your success. You're not going to understand all the factors and all the facets that you have available to you to drive your success. You're going to feel lost as to why these adjustments that you're trying are hurting or not helping your performance in the moment or over time. Maybe you are making adjustments, but they're just not working, but you don't understand why. So you're going to also experience a significant frustration when you can't perform to your previous levels or expectations, or you can't perform at the level that you're doing in practice, or going again over those aspects of you know what you're capable of doing, but you just can't make it happen when you're in the game. So let's get into how you're going to do this, how you're going to be able to better understand yourself and better be able to overcome these aspects in regards to understanding the process of how to become successful, understanding your ability to adjust in the moment and have those adjustments be successful. One thing to understand, your core profile is made up of 7 levels of performance energy, and they can significantly be enhanced through the 10 core disciplines, which is a really key component to this program. As I said earlier, there is the Energy Leadership Index Assessment, which we would do with you to help you understand the 7 levels of energy and understand all the components of that. And that's going to give you a baseline for understanding the 7 levels of performance energy as well and that interrelationship between how that all connects. And then through that, we're going to be looking at your core profile, which describes your overall energy profile in your reaction to stress, which again comes from that ELI assessment. So your profile is when you are operating optimally, your energy shows up this way. We want you to learn how to tap into these energetic strengths, grow them over time, and also know how to use them to reduce and ultimately eliminate getting hijacked by your stress reactions. Because isn't that what happens to us? We're going along great and then something happens and something stressful triggers us and boom, we go to a place that we never expected, we don't want to be in, and we get hijacked by our stress reactions. So your energetic stress reaction is that other part of your energetic makeup. And this is how your energy dances around and under stress. This is what's going to happen to you when you get stressed. So both of the profile and the stress reaction are made up of the 7 levels of performance energy. The first 2 of these levels are what we call catabolic. They're very draining, depleting, destructive energy. And the other 5 levels are anabolic. They build you up. They're very constructive. They're flowing energy. And they're going to be the kind of thing that helps you perform at that really great level. You'll learn each of these levels and then how they all play together and how they affect you. The 10 core disciplines are going to help you create that world-class frame of mind and performance philosophy that's going to just absolutely be unstoppable. And you're going to learn these based on what that understanding is and how it relates to energy. So these disciplines were captured from studying, coaching, and interviewing thousands of top athletes and performers. And they're a major portion of the secret of their success and their success. These disciplines are what are going to enable the world's most extraordinary athletes to remain calm, cool, and collected. And that's what we're going to be working with you on to get you to that same place. So your stress reaction stems from 6 different performance influencers. I mentioned that a little bit earlier in regards to the environmental aspect, the social aspect, the mental aspect. But there are six different performance influencers. And those are really, really vital to understanding, you know, what those are for you. And those energy influencers are mental, emotional, social, spiritual, physical, and environmental, which I had already mentioned before. Really, really important aspects that many people just don't even look at. So another key piece of your development and foundation is understanding what influences your energy from moment to moment. And those are the aspects that show up for us. Each of these 6 can give you a direct insight as to what's going on with your performance, like right before you tee off, while you're playing in the moment, and right after a post-game. It's, as I mentioned earlier, it's you know, you're coming up to a game and it's hot and humid. Well, all of a sudden, that's an environmental influencer. Or maybe you forgot your golf clubs, and now you're going to have to borrow somebody's or rent something, or you forgot your cleats and you've got to wear sneakers to play. These are all the different types that are going to show up, the physical influencers, environmental influencers, social influencers, and we really dive into all that and how that shows up. And when you understand those, you are in far more control of being able to adjust to what's going on in the fly. So these insights are going to be critical in both developing your personal performance formula as well as knowing what interventions to try in the moment to redirect your performance mid-game. So it's about creating a solid and conscious foundation for performance. And you're going to do this by exploring mastery and what it means to be a master. You're going to be diving into the multiple types, qualities, and aspects of energy as it impacts performance, as we've been talking about. You're going to learn and begin to face what blocks energy and then significantly hold you back from your performance potential. And then you're going to become aware of how you think, how you feel, how you act. Apologize there for a second. I got a fly through in the room. Going to be looking at how you becoming aware of how you think, feel, and act, so you can break through any limiting thoughts and undesired reactions at the moment and long term. This is one of those moments when you just got to love live radio and live performances. Because I apologize, like I said, I had a fly all of a sudden that was flying in my face, and I couldn't think what I was trying to do. So I'll just go through those again real quick. Create a solid conscious foundation for performance by exploring mastery and what it means to be a master. Diving into the multiple types, qualities, and aspects of energy as it impacts performance. Learning and begin to face what blocks your energy and significantly holds you back for performance potential, and also becoming aware of how you think, feel, and act so you can break through any limiting thoughts and undesired reactions in the moment and long term. So here's another great quote that I think sums up sports so well. It's just amazing when I read this quote of just how it really sums it all up. Sports is when an entire life can be compressed into a few hours, where the emotions of a lifetime can be felt on an acre or two of ground, where a person can suffer and die and rise again on 6 miles of trails through a New York City park. Sport is a theater where sinner can turn saint and a common man can become an uncommon hero, where the past and the future confuse with the present. Sports is singularly able to give us peak experiences where we feel completely one with the world and transcend all conflicts as we finally become our own potential. And that's a quote by George A. Sheehan. He's a runner, physician, and best-selling author. So here's the thing about finding and harnessing your energy influencers. As any athlete knows, having the potential and fully using that potential are two entirely different things. How do you make real, meaningful, and intentional changes in the moment in a manner that either redirects the momentum to tap back into your true potential when you're not performing well, or further enhance your energy to make full use of potential when things are going well? This is what the performance influencers are all about, knowing what to redirect and when, and knowing how to further optimize or enhance what's fueling you. The size of your tank, how much fuel you have in your tank can hold, represents your potential. How much fuel is actually in that tank at any given time depends on your performance influencers. So let me go over that again. Having the potential, meaning the size of your tank, its capacity, which can be grown over time, is going to represent your potential. How much is in your tank? Finding and harnessing your performance influencers is about keeping your tank full for use in the moment for near or short term. So adjustments can be made after your game and for the long term process, and can also be made in the moment so you can revamp, rethink, and retry on the fly, because isn't that what it's all about? Learning how to apply these six influencers in the moment, capitalizing on your strengths, traits, preferences, and attitude will dramatically improve the repeatability and consistency of your performance. And when we're out there doing anything, whether it's, again, sport or even in our business, isn't that what we want? We're going to want to have that repeatability. We're going to want to be able to take what we do in practice and put it into play. And we're going to want to have that sense of consistency time and time again with our performance. So how do you believe understanding influencers might be able to improve your consistency over time? Influencers enable you to deconstruct what's working for and against you in any given performance. They're going to ultimately reveal trends and patterns that are going to help you build this success formula, which I've been talking about. And one way to think about it is that you'll be able to walk yourself through your pre-performance checklist to make sure your influencers are aligned in a way that typically leads you to best success. Most people, again, have never even heard of or even have any idea of what the heck are these energy influencers. So that is going to be a really, really critical component to this program, because you're going to be able to do that pre-game checklist and see what may be showing up for you. So you'll harness the performance influencers into your own personal success formula by understanding the six core influencers and how they specifically impact your performance. You're going to be seeing and feeling how these influencers detract from your ability to perform to your current capacity. You're going to be learning to shift yourself in the moment to produce high levels of performance energy. And you're going to be creating action plans and strategies to determine what interventions bring about your ideal performance state. I don't know about you, but I know when I was a player and, you know, playing in high school and college, if I had had those aspects, then, you know, I know it would have taken my game to a completely another level. And for me now on the golf course, it absolutely has made an impact, and I know for the team I'm coaching, it has been, it literally was a game changer, and I hate to keep using that pun, but it really, really was, and it helped us create some of the success we hadn't had in a long time. So now we're just going to be looking at mastering the 10 core disciplines. So where do distractions, lack of motivation, or sabotaging self-talk and other hexes that plague athletes come from? The world's greatest athletes get their calm, cool swagger from a frame of mind, perspective, or attitude that unleashes their full potential. What would be different in your game if you had that frame of mind? What would be possible for you? What do you think you could do differently than you're doing now if you had those understandings to be able to help your game? To define, develop, and master a world-class performance frame of mind, you're going to do this through learning and practicing the 10 core disciplines. You're going to be creating a life and game philosophy based on these disciplines that unleash your energy, potential, and performance. And you're going to be discovering a way of being that's instrumental to bringing out your ideal performance state. And just to give you a little bit, a little taste of what some of the core 10 disciplines are, there's awareness, there's trusting the process, there's playing with fearlessness, and of course, confidence, because none of this is going to work if we don't have that working for us. So those are just a few of the 10 core disciplines. Not going to be able to go into them all right now, but that's just to give you a little bit of taste of what those would be. So here's another quote for you, and I want you to think about how close is this to your mindset. This is a quote from Rafael Nadal, the world-famous tennis player. Talk about someone who's at the peak of his game. This is his quote, and I want you to think about how close is this to your mindset. Enduring means accepting. Accepting things as they are and not as you wish them to be, and then looking ahead, not behind. Again, enduring means accepting. Accepting things as they are and not as you wish they would be. And then look ahead, not behind. Imagine if you had the ability to do that and be able to play accepting what is versus wishing what is. And that's, again, acceptance is one of the core disciplines that we would focus on to help you understand and be able to perform at that high level. So optimizing and sustaining your core performance formula. How often do you find that what worked yesterday doesn't quite work the same for you today? Just when you think you've got it figured out, right? You've got it all figured out. I know how to play this game. This game's never going to beat me. I'm great today. I'm going to be great tomorrow. Well, that doesn't always happen. High-performing athletes consistently evolve their approach. They build upon what's working. They modify as they go, and they eliminate the elements that no longer serve them. And that's something else that we're going to be looking at. Athletes who are successful for 8, 10, even 15 years or more are the ones that know how to evolve. They expect and anticipate it to some degree, and they therefore plan for it ahead, and they don't spend nearly as much time as they do trying to hold on to what worked yesterday. They are ready and planning for what's going to work tomorrow. Tiger Woods is a perfect example of this. He's right now on the injured list, so he's not playing right now, but he is someone who has continued to evolve over the years. He didn't stick with what worked yesterday. He's constantly moving forward and moving ahead in his performance. And a quote from him is, "Everyone thought I was crazy for changing my swing 2 years ago. They thought I was nuts, especially because I was winning so much. But you can never really get there. It's a process, and no matter how good you are, you can always get better." With a mastery approach, there is no real there. Athletes approach there, but those who are really, really, really working towards mastery always know there's more to learn and more growing to do. What appears to work or not work may be obvious, or it could be much deeper and systematic. When you know what's at the core of your performance, you can continually focus on the cause instead of the effect and build your game for the long term. And this is where real optimization comes from. And this is what's really at the core, again, to what's going to make athletes even more successful. So I mentioned earlier about the SCOPE performance assessment. And I'm just going to touch on this briefly because, again, I can never I'm always amazed at how quickly time goes by. But the SCOPE Performance Assessment is the only assessment in the world that can measure your performance energy in the moment in relation to what you're about to do. It reveals what's most influencing your energy at the moment because it looks at the core influencers. And it's going to provide you with a means to intervene and enhance your performance potential in real time. So the SCOPE Assessment is going to be able to something you can do on your smartphone, on an iPad, literally minutes before a performance, depending on what your pregame and ritual is and your timing patterns and things. You could literally do it the moment, 5 minutes before you tee off. You could do it, you know, just before your pregame. But it's something that you do in real time. You can do it on your smartphone that's going to give you an assessment as to where you are showing up right here, right now, and what influencers are showing up to possibly and having the potential to affect you, which is going to allow you to address that right then and there. So that's how it's going to be a tool that's going to help you optimize your performance repeatedly over time. And then as you learn about all this and you've had access to the SCOPE and you're using the SCOPE, and you've learned your energy influencers, all these factors are going to be what's going to aid you in being able to make those adjustments on the fly, because you're going to learn and know yourself in a way like you've never imagined. And you're going to be able to pick up on things in the moment as it's happening and be able to continue to make those adjustments. So this is another way of how you're going to build and refine your core performance formula. And you're going to be able to easily spot trends in what's driving you and also what's holding you back in performance. So what would the next step be here? I want you to just quickly do it. We're going to just do a quick visualization here as we start to wrap up, all right? So I want you to stop for a moment, take 3 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, and on your 3rd breath, let your eyes close. Take another deep breath in, and then blow all the air out of your lungs before inhaling again. Let your breath settle as normal as possible. We're going to paint a picture here. We're going to paint a picture of you and your sport when you are at your best. Remember a time, a moment, a specific game or event when you were absolutely at your best. You were just in the zone. You were in the flow of your game. Feel the sun or breeze in your hair. Hear the sound you heard that day. Feel the connection with who you were with or if you were with yourself in that moment. Feel where that creates a certain warmth or comfort in your body. Feel the swing, the music, the dance, whatever elements of your sport that are relevant. Breathe in what being in the zone feels like. Picture yourself just walking off the court slowly, and now you're viewing yourself walking as if you were a spectator, as if you were seeing your full potential, seeing yourself walking up to you. Listen carefully. This is the best version of you, and it's about to give you a message as to what drove that performance and getting into the zone. This best version of you walks up to you, leans over, and whispers a message to you. Listen in. Once you've heard your message, just raise and lower your hand for me. If anyone doesn't get a message, that's okay. I know sometimes we do things like this. People are a little reluctant. You know, it's hard to, if you've never done something like this, it's hard to tap into it. But just think about what message you might want to hear. And repeat that message to yourself as you breathe in and feel what it means to you as you breathe out. Take 3 more deep breaths, and in the 3rd breath, slowly begin to open your eyes. Now, when you get a chance, I want you to write down that message, because it's one of the first steps to identifying a key piece of what you're going to bring out your best of your performance. It's going to be that inner message. It's that inner voice of yours that wants to speak to you to help you be your best. So consider for a moment, why was it that particular message, and why now? One last deep breath, and again, let yourself feel that moment, feel what it was to be in that peak performance. And just imagine if you could do that all the time. And that's what this core performance program is going to allow you to do. We're going to allow you and help you to tap into that message, to be able to go inside and really, truly connect to what is going to drive you to absolutely be your best at all times. Because ultimately, isn't that what we want every day, not only in our sport, but in our life? And that's what the Core Performance Dynamics Program can bring you. And that's what I can help you do and help you get there. Like I said, I've had firsthand experience of watching my team start understanding these energy influencers, start seeing how they're showing up and how that in a game, being able to make the adjustments on the fly when you've made a mistake, an error in the inning, and then you've got to get up to bat, and how you have to learn to let that go. There's so many components to this program that I've just sort of tapped into and just really, really, really touched the surface here. And I'm super excited. I would love to work with anyone to help them bring out their best. Like I said, no matter whether you're a weekend warrior, you get on the golf course 5 times a year, or you're someone who's looking to try to grow your business and you want to be able to find out what is holding you back from being at your best and being at your peak performance at all times. So I want to thank you for joining me here today. And to go over a little bit, if you want to reach me after today, you can do so by going to my website and getting more information on me at www.coachmandy.com. I can also be found on Facebook. I would love to have you like and follow my page on Facebook at Inner Winning Coaching. I also have a Twitter account that you could follow me on, which is at Life Coach Mandy, and my email address is mandy@coachmandy.com. So to run through those quickly, my website is coachmandy.com. My Facebook page is Inner Winning Coaching. My Twitter address is at Life Coach Mandy, and my email address is mandy@coachmandy.com. Sometimes you start spitting out all these different things and you get a little tongue-tied there. So that is how you can reach me after today's show, and you can learn more about this program. And I would love to go into more detail with you about it, have you take an energy assessment to see where you're showing up and how you're showing up with the world, and explore if doing a more extensive program is for you, or even if we do maybe a 4-session, 6-session program, because we could do that as well. If you really, really want to get the most out of yourself and really understand how your energy influencers show up for you, how the 10 core disciplines are really going to be a factor into your life and how you can incorporate them into your sport and into your everyday world, I'm the person to contact, and I can help get you there. And just before we go, one last time, we have some shows coming up on Life Coach Radio Network here, and the next show is going to be Sunday, June 22nd at 9 p.m. with Mark My Words with Certified Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw. On Monday, June 23rd at 8 p.m., spiritually speaking with Reverend Jen and Rebecca. And on Tuesday, June 24th at noon, Fund of Fortunes Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff. And following me here, but on the Life Coach chat channel at 1 p.m., is What Risks Are You Taking by Not Being Vulnerable? And also on the International Life Coach Radio Network on Thursday, June 26th at 1 p.m., is Reclaim Health with Health Coach Dr. Rachel Haviland. I will again be on July 4th. And July 18th, and I look forward to having you join me here again on those dates. And I'm also going to be bringing on some of my fellow core performance specialists, and we're going to be diving into some of these topics a little bit more in depth and talking about the energy influencers and talking a little bit more about the core disciplines and how all that stuff shows up in your lives, plus a lot of other great topics. So I am on the first and third Friday of each month at noon, and again, this is Coach Mandy Rosniak of Inner Winning Coaching, and today was Train Your Brain with Coach Mandy, and I hope you have a great day, a great weekend, and I will see you July 4th. Thank you for joining me here today.